Would you say that was music for a chase? And yet it's the sound of the Klausjagen custom in Küsnacht am Rigi on Lake Lucerne. The name means literally chasing St. Nicholas, which sounds pretty intriguing. Swissinfo's Susan Vogel-Messika went to investigate. I asked her if it really was a chase.
No, it's not a chase. It's more of a procession, really. And it's got different elements and an all-male cast. We've got these whip crackers who kick it off. And then we've got these men carrying bishop's mitres. They're anywhere from half a meter to 2 meters tall, and they look like stained glass windows. And what illuminates them is candles inside. And it's just amazing to watch because all the lights have been turned down in the town, and you just see these windows. It looks like windows or mitres coming down the road.
Does somebody have to make these mitres?
Oh, yes, they're handmade, and some of them are really old. They've got wooden frames somehow, but they're covered in colored paper or what looks like cellophane. I had the chance to peer into one, and there are candles inside, and I asked the man where it came from exactly.
Meine Frau hat das gemacht für mich.
My wife made it for me. It took her 400 or 500 hours. It's not particularly heavy, 7 or 8 kilos.
7 kilo, 8 kilo.
You said these mitres, or infuln, I think they're called.
Yeah, infuln or ifulin is the other name.
You said those weren't the only things in the parade, so what else is there?
Well, there are also these enormous cowbells called trikle. And what it is the men carry them in front of their bodies, sort of low, and they swing them from left to right as they're walking. And they make a couple of different kinds of sounds, and I got a young man to explain the difference.
There are actually two different kinds of trikle. That is a klopfe. Klopfe is more heavy and more deep, and the sand is more kind of...
This one. A klopfe is this one.
But it's not just teenagers. It's also men who are considerably older, even retired people.
With a bit of a break, I must have been doing it for 20 or 30 or 40 years. It's something really special.
It sounds absolutely killing.
Well, that guy assured me that it wasn't a problem for him. He said he did a lot of fitness and that was enough to be fit for this every year. Now, the other bit of exercise in this procession is the whip cracking. It's really loud, but the equipment is very basic. It's just a stick with some rope on the end, sort of a long braided jute rope. And this is something that children can do. You don't have to be an adult. It's mainly boys, and I asked a father of one of them why this is.
Because it's not so easy. If you make 2 minutes, you are tired.
So you need a lot of muscles.
A little bit, a little bit.
And is this something you did also when you were a boy?
Yes, yes.
And today too, or is it just for teenage boys?
A little bit with the boys.
Does your family always come to the Klausjagen?
Only we go. Mama stay at home.
So basically, it's like a guy's night out. I mean, as I was there in the middle of a square with a bunch of the bell ringers, it occurred to me this is like a giant stag night with hundreds of men. And it was an odd, eerie feeling. But, of course, a lot of women are in the background helping, like I said, to make the mitres and probably some of the other costumes. And, of course, they come to watch. I was speaking with a woman from New Zealand who says she wouldn't want to miss it.
We love it. We come every year to it. It's crazy. It's amazing. Well, we can't escape it because we live on Luzernerstrasse, so... It's there all the time. We love it.
And what's your favorite part?
I love the mitres. The mitres are pretty spectacular, but the bells, just for their absolutely mesmerizing quality, I think they're great. Superb.
I was speaking there to Susan Vogel-Messika about the Klausjagen custom of Küsnacht am Rigi. And if you're intrigued by the whip custom, check out our website, swissinfo.ch, and watch the audio slideshow.